The event started 18 years ago with Annabelle Baker, who was an advocate, a supporter, a survivor of breast cancer. And she originally made the bird design that you'll see on this year's t-shirt. So that bird design was used many years ago, and we're bringing it back.
And what does Beat the Odds, what does the organization do?
We raise money for cancer-related causes, and the money's used locally. In the past, we've contributed to programs that assist with travel of local residents who need required treatment in other places. We've bought furniture for the chemotherapy room and for the library, provided literature for the library. We've helped with chore services in town to help support family members who are caring for people with cancer. And we've given money toward the mammogram machine in town and covered the cost for chemo nurses to attend training and many other things.
So you mentioned, Karin, that you've been a longtime member with Beat the Odds, and I was wondering why you are involved yourself.
I was a friend of Annabelle's back in the day, and they were just looking for committee members. I wasn't one of the first committee members by any means, but I hopped on pretty early. And I think we've all been touched in one way or another, loved ones and friends with cancer. And it's a committee I didn't think I would be on for this long, but I can't see any reason to get off of it. It's just, it feels really good. And the event, the day, you know, all the days in the full year leading up to it, it just feels like a good supportive event.
Last year, looks like the organization gave out almost $26,000. Is that decided in the springtime?
Yeah, that's, we meet with the Petersburg Medical Center, and they generally have a type of wish list of trainings and equipment that they would like to have help covering. And we find, you know, like the mammogram machine, you know, it made sense for us to contribute to that cause. You know, we have covered those trainings for the nurses, and those are things that we vote on as a committee. And we meet with the medical center generally in the fall or later winter, and then we'll announce to the public through KFSK in probably late winter, early spring, how we spent the funding.
So we're going to be coming up on new funds for 2018.
Yeah, so we have some funds that have been in the account for a little while, and then whatever we raise this Saturday, we'll put all that together, and then we'll meet with the medical center probably November, December, sometimes January, and then we'll decide what we should spend it on, and then whatever's left, you know, we'll contribute next year. You know, sometimes there's a bigger ticket item one year or the other, so we like to reserve a little bit.
So what are some of the nuts and bolts that people should know about this weekend's event? You know, locations, the route, the times, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so the route is the same as it's been the last couple of years. We have volunteers from the Rotary group who will be at any of the turns. So just keep running or walking straight until you see someone who will tell you to go a different direction. So it starts at the community, starts and ends at the community gym. There's a big warm-up and welcome. The warm-up starts at 8:45. Registration is at 8:15 to 8:45. A short talk, and then the race will start at 9. And afterwards, there are refreshments and coffee provided by Wells Fargo. And, you know, it's not a very long event. It's 2.5 miles, maybe as much as 3, 5K. But, you know, it's nice to get all ages out there, and it's a stroller-friendly course. It's all on the roads. And so it should be good. We appreciate all the volunteers out there on the course.